In the southern Afghan city of Kandahar, a newly formed police force is patrolling one of the most heavily armed cities in the country. Just over a month after the Taliban fled, the Kandahar police officers are struggling to hold back a crime wave. NPR Steve Inskeep followed the overnight shift as it patrolled the city.
Kandahar's night patrols begin at 10 o'clock and last until 4 in the morning. During those hours, a police captain named Niamatullah roams the city in an SUV. Three riflemen ride in the back seat in case he runs into trouble. Four truckloads of gunmen follow behind in case things really get serious. When the convoy comes upon a cargo truck, the riflemen leap out and search the truck for weapons. The truck driver explains that he's out past the 11 o'clock curfew because he's delivering perishable food, so he's allowed to roll on. The policemen drive past darkened shops and vending stalls. A homeless man warms himself by a fire. A white dog appears in the headlights, then disappears again. It's been raining in Kandahar, and the fragile electric power grid flickers on and off. Police Captain Niamatullah drives slowly, peering into the night and thinking. You're lucky, he says. You have an education. In the 1980s, Niamatullah spent 6 months in a police academy in Russia, which makes him by far one of the most highly educated men on this force. Nearly all his officers are illiterate gunmen and former soldiers. Ahmed Wali Karzai says the lack of training is one of Kandahar's biggest problems. Karzai is the brother of Afghanistan's prime minister and a senior official in the Kandahar government.
We don't have any educated police. These guys are just, they were fighting the Russians, then they were fighting the Taliban, now they are a police force.
Some of the cops are paid the equivalent of a few dollars a month, but most of the Kandahar cops are paid only in potatoes. The government sends potatoes to the station houses every day. The men eat spuds for lunch and again for dinner. Ahmed Karzai names another problem. Out of 700 cops, only 70 have uniforms.
As you can see, these are all the big main problem for us. If you have a uniform, then when you have the police, then we can separate the police from the common men. Now they are not able to tell who's the police, who's not. But they all dress the same, they have the same clothes, but one is walking with Kalashnikovs.
In Kandahar, people posing as police officers have committed numerous crimes. The real police captured one such suspect the other day. They slammed him into an underground cell beneath a station house, the kind of dungeon once used by the Taliban. Niamatullah, the police captain, looks in on the suspect on this night. The only illumination comes from a flashlight in the windowless room. The suspect looks clean and well-dressed, though his rusty shackles seem to dig into his ankles. He's accused of stealing a vehicle from one of the United Nations compounds in Kandahar. Wasn't hard for police to find him, since he was the guy driving around town in a car with the letters UN painted on the side. Adjusting the shackles on his feet, Abdul Rahman offers an explanation. I thought that Al-Qaeda terrorists were driving the car, he says, so I took the car at gunpoint. Police Captain Niamatullah practically snorts. Just keep your story short, he says. In order to tell the real cops from the fake ones, the night patrols have instituted a secret password. It changes every night. Anybody, especially a gunman outside after curfew, had better know the password or have a good excuse. Around midnight, Niamatullah's headlights fall on a man pushing a wheelbarrow. The police stop. They discover the man is wheeling his son to the hospital. 15-year-old Kalander Shah seems to have suffered food poisoning. There is no ambulance service in Kandahar, so the cops load the boy and his father into the back of their vehicle. But before they can reach the emergency room, the convoy stops. Niamatullah spots two gunmen sitting by a fire on the street. He beckons one of them to the window. The man doesn't know the password. With astonishing speed, Niamatullah snatches the man's Kalashnikov rifle. Two other cops leap out of the back seat. They race toward the second man, who's carrying a machine gun. They wrestle the man to the ground. The machine gun clatters loose into the street. The machine gun's owner squirms free and races away. Two police officers scramble after him. From the back window of the police vehicle, the man with the sick son watches helplessly. He can only wait for the vehicles to roll on. This police convoy is the only government he has. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.